Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
What you're about to hear is a live show that we taped in Anaheim. Rob Riggle was super funny, and I think the whole show was pretty darn funny. We don't do too many live shows, and we don't release too many, so I think you have a little treat ahead of you. First and foremost, let me tell you about MedMen. Holidays are upon us. Let's take care of everyone on that list. You can do it by celebrating the first legalization-friendly holiday season in approved states with awesome deals. Look for stocking stuffers and a great selection. Fun gifts for $20 and less. And also exclusive bundles from premium pack, premium brands. Not sure what to buy? Well, can't go wrong with a MedMen gift card then. So get it for that loved one. Now available in all stores, and you can visit one of the 14 MedMen locations throughout SoCal and Cal in general and Nevada as well. New store in Las Vegas. There's 14 locations in California, and they got a new one on the Strip in Las Vegas, Paradise Road in Harmon, or go to MedMen.com. Find the store nearest you and the hours at MedMen.com. How about it, Dawson?
Start a new holiday tradition this year with MedMen, and don't forget to use code Adam Carolla at checkout to get $10 off your purchase. Be a holiday hero this year with MedMen. Limit one per customer. Terms and conditions apply. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
From the City National Grove of Anaheim in Anaheim, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, from Riggle's Picks on Podcast One Sports, Rob Riggle. With Gina Grad on news, Paul Bryan on sound effects, and a round of Adam Carolla is unprepared. And now, the Grove of Anaheim. Good name for G's B. Adam Carolla!
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but the honor mandate. Get it on. Thank you, Grove O. Anaheim. Thanks, you guys, for coming out. Rob Riggle with us tonight. Hello, Gina Grad.
Hi.
Paul Bryan. All right, so we're going to play a round of Adam Carolla's Unprepared. Rob's going to help us out. Those are ping pong balls. I've not examined them, and we will do that in a moment. First, a little bit of business. I saw this commercial for the 128th time tonight, and I thought, we got couples here tonight? Yes. Do you see a lot of commercials, and you're like, who the fuck is this couple? Like, I don't know why I get angry at the Home Depot commercial where the chick's standing at the paint counter and the guy's like one step back and one step to the left and she's pointing at swatches and she's waving around a stir stick and I go, who the fuck is this couple? Right. This Peloton commercial, the exercise bike.
Yes, yes.
The premise is he has bought his already super fucking skinny wife a stationary bike, yes, for Christmas. Yeah. He stored it out in the woodshed in the back of the property, but the siren song of the stationary bike is so strong. You know how it is when you see a bike with one wheel on it?
Yeah.
And it's like, please ride me.
Yeah.
Please endlessly
Come
ride
on.
Me.
I don't go anywhere. Hop on.
Yes. Going nowhere like your career, I'm the right bike for you. And so the guy buys the bike, and he can't, even though it's a gift for his wife, he can't stay off it. Have you seen this, Gina?
I haven't seen this
Oh,
one.
My God, you'll never stop
wait.
Vomiting. Maxipata, do we have this commercial? Now, we may have to start it and stop it because the commercial starts. I was just, first off, I saw this commercial eating in front of the TV set with my wife.
both sitting with a bowl of pasta watching TMZ.
Nice.
When this commercial came on, it begins. You got to check the time on the guy's alarm clock when he pops up. Dim the lights.
Early riser.
Okay. Now, first things first. So he gets up to ride the stationary bike at 5:03 in the a.m., presumably without the use of an alarm, because the alarm would jostle his wife.
Yeah, he's that excited about riding the bike.
Right.
He woke up naturally.
Right. So let's just watch the commercial. Sorry. Go ahead. He gets up at 5:03. He's pumped. He's going to... This pilot. Hold on, stop it for a second. Putting a horse blanket over a huge item in your home. Brian, you're married.
Yeah.
If you bought Christy a gift, but you put an Indian blanket over it, and she just had to walk around it, like when she was getting a Duralog or something, do you think at some point she may investigate, or would she be blinded by the blanket?
There would be, the blanket would prevent any follow-up questions
okay,
whatsoever.
Okay, all right. So... If I'm fucking a 23-year-old and I want to have her by the house...
Yeah, I'm with you.
...and Lynette comes home early from the podcast, I just throw an Indian blanket over her and tell her just to remain still until Lynette goes to sleep, and then we can continue fucking?
This is a sitcom episode.
Okay.
All right. It works.
So he goes out to the woodshed... He removes, by the way, it's 5:07 in the morning now, and he's pumped. So he pulls it off. He's got the two chill on there. He's pumped up. Hold it for a second.
Oh, wow. That's commitment.
Well, first off, who here has to hide exercising from their wife? Like...
Absolutely nobody.
What happened? What happened, Herb? I'm in the doghouse. What? Wife caught me with those stretchy bands. She is fucking rip shit. She says, next thing you know, I'm going to have abs. She is fucking pissed. Oh,
she caught me with her P90X DVDs.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, man. She.
Although I did get caught with a shake weight once, and it was
yeah, well, that is.
It's very
ironic. It was suspect.
Yeah.
Furious and shaking.
Shake weight.
No, you go up. Always up.
Easy.
So he gets up at 5:03.
This guy's going to get back into bed. His wife's like, honey, you're freezing, but you're sweating.
He runs out to the shed in a snowstorm. Now he's got to run back and jump underneath the covers again. Look, I don't care how many fucking... I don't like people who like working out.
That's not too broad.
I don't even like people who explain that they don't like working out, but they feel so great when they're done.
I just feel
like shit when I'm done.
They're worse.
I certainly don't like people who work out before the fucking sun comes up, unless they're super high on coke and just like completely out of their fucking mind, like Hollywood Henderson before the Super Bowl or something, right. You know. But so this asshole, who by the way has got 2.5% body fat.
Right. He has body dysmorphic disorder.
Right. Yeah. This guy's got, like, you don't want to know the real life version of this guy, right?
No. You don't
so he gets up at 5:03. He runs out in a blizzard. He works out. He goes to a fucking snow shed. He's waving. He's cheating again. He's
this
back
holiday, give the gift of Peloton.
What?
By the way, here's the first things first.
Oh, wow. A slightly used Peloton.
Yes. You don't need to buy your wife a gift 7 months before Christmas. You can have it delivered a couple of days. I just like the idea that he's cheating on his wife with this stationary bike.
And also, he has an eating disorder.
He does.
And nobody's addressing that.
And also, what's going on? No kids. He's working out all day, and she's, like, heading off to work. And he's like, all right, sweetie, bye-bye. I'm going to go hop on the Peloton again. What is going on? What's he doing?
I want the sequel to this commercial where he's developed a relationship with the trainer on the screen.
Yes.
The reason they don't have kids, too, and this is common knowledge, if you ride the bike too much, it'll break your taint.
That's right.
And that's like a real thing. Like you do, it affects your sperm count. So I'm sure that
he's got a broken. He's got a broken taint.
Yeah, they make it look all rosy, but he's got a broken taint and a broken heart.
No, his ball sack is vibrating like cornholio. Little Beavis and Butthead. You know when cornholio would shoot down a pot of coffee and just be like, I am going. That's what his ball sack is like constantly.
His ball sack puts his shirt over his head.
Pulls a foreskin over its head. I am Balsacchio. I just want to know who the fuck this couple is. And you got to picture me and Lynette. Lynette's on the sofa. I'm on the desk. We're both eating shit that the nanny made. We're both like having a big bowl of carbs that someone else cooked for us. And we're watching the freak out couple. Then she has to pretend to be surprised. Although there is a version, but the thing is covered in his sweat and sebum. And she has to pretend like there's all that dried salt from his cornholio sack all over leather chair. It's all
good
musty. Yeah. And he's got it. And then also, does he have to keep removing and then replacing the tag that says Jill on it or whatever her fucking name is? And also, I'll just go ahead and take this leap with me, Rob Riggle. Yeah. It's just the two of them living alone with the dog at the house. Do you even need to label your gifts?
Yeah. Santa?
It was days of arguing before we figured out who gave who the crock pot and who gave who the crossbow. We didn't know.
Totally.
You wouldn't know.
No, how would you?
How would you?
Yeah,
and your name's not on it?
Yeah.
You'd never be able to figure this one out, would you?
Yeah, you'd never crack that case. Also, in terms of this not being a realistic couple, I don't care how expensive this bike is. You try buying your wife or girlfriend a piece of workout equipment for her big gift and see how that goes over for you. Yeah. Thank you.
Bad idea.
Yes, sadly, you can only buy them workout equipment when they go... They're basically... Whatever weight Karen Carpenter would have fought in, like straw weight or yak weight. I don't mean yak as in yak, but yak as in throwing up. Yeah,
sure.
like you can only get your emaciated, you know, Kenyan winner of the marathon wife one of these things. You can't get your hefty, tubby,
To Gina's point, too, had there been a newborn baby in the house and this was the gift given.
No way.
Dead on arrival.
How dare you? That's a problem. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had twins until you rolled over on one of them, taking one of your many naps. So anyway.
Enjoy your Peloton. Happy riding.
All right, so there. Oh, I don't even have it. Oh, wait, then she's surprised. He does the move where he walks her in and goes, oh, look what we got. And she has to pretend. She has to pretend to be excited.
There's a kid that nobody cares about because the Peloton's really the baby.
Latch key all the way. Also, listen, you know... On my computer, I got the little ripe sticker over the camera.
Always.
Yeah.
How long before the Peloton guy starts talking back to you? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, you think this thing is brand new, sweetheart? Your husband's been riding it with a boner every morning about 5:15.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I've crunched the data. He uses different trainers. When he uses Kimberly, no boner. When he uses Cheryl Ann, no boner. But when he uses Daquan, the black guy with the bald guy, boner.
Rager.
Just thought you should know. Keep pedaling.
Use that rage.
The worst. Yeah. They will. They'll be listening to your conversation.
They try to motivate, but they should yell things like, I don't care how hard you pedal, bitch, you'll never catch up to your horrible childhood. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the fucking other guy who's on the bike. I want to be the guy smoking and pontificating.
You'd be so fun at SoulCycle.
Yeah.
You can't outrun your high school days. Keep pedaling, you fatty.
Yeah. If this fucking stationary bike... Hold on. I rarely put my cigarette down for anything, but... If this fucking stationary bike was a generator that was hooked up to a fucking dome light of a 73 Nova, it would be dim, bitch. Now pedal. Where's my smokes? Sorry. There is a version, and now I didn't want to get into it, but there is a version where she then gets in on the joke, and she's sneaking out and writing it as well.
Yeah.
It's a happy couple.
Right. Let's show the real version. The real version of a workout is you get the gym membership and the card, and later on, the husband is using the card to cut up and draw a line of blow. That's basically what a real gym membership is.
I buy it.
They should do a version somewhere on 4th of July where it's got cobwebs on it and laundry draped over it.
Yeah, right, in the garage. Right.
Oh, you want to talk about real gym experiences. One time in New York, I had a gym membership, and I went and stretched out on the mat and fell asleep. That was it. That really happened. And then I got up, and I was exhausted, and I went home.
And if that can happen to the brawny Rob Riggle, it can happen to any of us.
Exactly.
We had, speaking of non-Peloton relationships, it was told to me this morning that the organizer was coming to our house at 10 a.m. We have literally hired an organizer.
Yes, they exist.
And we have had a dog walker in the past, an organizer. By the way, I could solve the whole organization riddle with just one sentence. Put your fucking keys in the same place.
It's so simple.
It's just fucking it's so simple. Drawer and put the batteries in this drawer and put the keys over there. But there's professional organizers. And they come to the house, and ironically, the guy who pays them is the organized one.
Yeah.
Sadly, the guy who's organized and at work is the one who's cutting the check for the organizer. But she's coming over there. Good name for GSV, by the way. The organizer.
I like that.
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
We'll get you an order.
Rearranges some things.
Did you meet the organizer?
No, I was working.
If this
I was trying to pay. I was pedaling the never-ending Peloton bike of attempting to pay the organizer, so I was working.
Was this organizer like a German organizer with, you will put boxes in this stack and then that? Or was it more of a feng shui like, it's nice flow through the room.
I don't
put the furniture this way.
I think you're right. I think the vibe now is always like organizer and life coach.
Yes. I don't know which version. I kind of hope it's the Nazi version of the organizers.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. Put all the gold teeth fillings over here. Put the silver teeth fillings over there. I agree with you, Rob Riggle. Hey, he started it.
Not what I said.
That's his joke.
We all heard it.
What I said.
I just finished his joke.
No, not
Don't
what
yell
I said.
At me.
Not what I said.
That was your joke.
No, I said German.
You guys are
you
good
said
team.
Nazi. I heard Nazi. I just finished your joke, Rob Riggle. All right, shall we do a thank you? You want to start?
Oh, yeah.
We have a clip. We can dim the lights a little bit, possibly. I'll show you just a 35-second clip. So this was Kimmel's idea. Kimmel said to me, Jimmy said to me a few months ago, we should go out and just do a thing called Adam Carolla's Unprepared, and we'll have people in the audience write single words on a ping pong ball, and then we'll put it in a hopper, and he'll pull it out, and whatever he pulls out, you got a vamp on. And I said, all right, so I'll show you a quickie little clip so you kind of get how the show goes. And this is from Flappers in Burbank, I think in March. So we'll just dim the lights a little and show that. There we go. There's Jimmy.
This is Disco.
Disco. I was driving, the Sirius satellite station came on yesterday, the song MacArthur Park, done by Donna Summers, came on, I rolled up the window and turned that shit up. We all pretend like we don't like disco. Oh, we fucking like disco. Let's not pretend that we don't like disco. Casey and the Sunshine Man, even the Village People, I loved it when I was, Village People hit hard when I was like 12, and all I could do is go, God damn, those guys must pull down a ton of tail. Look at that. The cop evidently was straight in the Village People. All right, so We got an opening here, Max Spada.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, we got O'Brien's got it. Sorry, go ahead.
If preparation were ping pong balls, he'd be just fine. But it's not. And Adam Carolla is unprepared.
All right, let's pull the first one out. How many, I guess you guys did, I don't know, about 40 of them. Yeah.
Real quick, sorry, I should point out that some of the guys from betonline.ag are here, a good sponsor, and we'll be giving out t-shirts and hats to some of the question askers.
T-shirt cannon.
Here we go.
All right.
You pull the first one out.
I have pulled the first ball, and it is from BW, Moles.
Moles?
Moles.
Moles, like it could be a skin tag, or it could be an undercover operative, or it could be...
A rodent?
A rodent? It could be a rodent. Are they all spelled the same way?
My first instinct was facial growth.
My thing about moles is they're weird, black, precancerous dots that we think are hot if they're on Cindy Crawford or Marilyn Monroe, but if they're on your Uncle Stan, they become grotesque, and for some reason, at some point, they fucking start growing a beard. Like, they just sit there, and every time I see somebody with a mole, I think to myself, are you going to do something with that mole, or do I have to? And then my
You're going to finish that mole?
And then I think, you know what? I think if I tie some dental floss around it, in 2 nights, that shit will just fall off.
Oh.
I think. Now, I'm not a molologist, but I think if I tied some dental floss around it...
Yes.
It would fall off, and then also, it's one of those things where, again, if it's on the upper part of your lip and just off to the side, it's somehow sexy, but if it's in the middle of your chin, it's weird, and if it's got hair growing out of it, it is fucking grotesque. Yes.
Sarah Jessica Parker, it comes and it goes. It comes, it's
it
there.
It does, the
it's,
chin bone.
It's there, and then one time it's not there, and then it's there, and then... There's so many things about fucking moles. My favorite line in Uncle Buck is, here's a quarter, go downtown and have a rat and all that thing off your face. Love that stuff.
I don't know what it is, but in a world with plastic surgery and in a world where they're doing like, oh, we did a face transplant. In a world where John Wayne Bobbitt could get his dick cut off and have his wife dropkick it into a cornfield and it could be sewed back on so successfully that he was able to have a lucrative career in porn, then I think we could get rid of that eraser-sized little dot that's right at the bridge of your fucking nose. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Now, hold on, Rob.
Well, hold on.
Who is that?
There's Mole the Vermin. No, I don't want to get
who is that. Who is that question from? Do we have a hand?
Who was that question from?
Over there. Nice. All right. Here. House left over here.
And can I say this? Moles, moles, and moles. Why are they all spelled the same way? I guess a mole is underground, operative, something. Is that why those two moles? But then what's the fucking mole on your forehead?
Also a mole.
Why do we need three different fucking theirs and only one mole? Every time I tweet somebody a there, they go, you spelled there wrong. Fuck you. Who are you people? Who are you people who tell people there was wrong? Who are these people?
I don't know.
All right, sorry. Throw the hat out to whom?
Out to
whomever. Or Kalen. Kalen will take care of it. Go ahead. Next. Whatever.
And next ball.
Next ball, please.
Next ball is from CSB, and I think it says
you can lower the lights if you will. Thank you.
Salmon.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, like probably salmon is what
they
say.
Salmon. Salmon.
It's spelled S-A-L-M-E-N, to be fair.
To be fair.
It's the plural of salmon.
Okay. Because everybody was passing a whole lot of fucking judgment on me just now. But let me put it right back on old CSB, okay?
Yeah. It is kind of weird. And it's also weird that he pronounces my last name Karoa. Salmon. Okay, here's the thing about salmon. I'm never sure if it's undercooked or overcooked, or if it's cooked too much on the outside and then weird and pink and flaky on the inside. It gets a little gooey on the inside. There's sometimes... I also had this person. I don't like this person. You tell me if you know this person. I went out on a Wednesday night this week. I went to a great steak joint. I sat there. Everyone ordered the steak, and the one chick said, "I'll have the salmon." That fucking bugs the shit out of me. It drives me nuts. And then they never finish it, and I ended up taking it home, by the way, because I'm a fucking bear, and I will not throw away salmon.
Yeah.
But also...
Have you ever left it in the car by accident?
Oh,
I have.
God damn.
I know.
It's the worst the next day. You might as well throw the car away. Just drive it over a cliff.
I know. I felt like a monster because I started screaming at my wife. Will you please douche? And then at a certain... Well, I forgot it was in the back seat, and she'd been riding the Peloton the whole time and really worked up a froth. And
the sweat and the...
I didn't want to go there.
Yeah, no, listen. Sorry.
Too far, Rob.
You're going too far. You stop crossing the line, would you? Would you please? Also, salmon. Let's try to figure
salmon
out.
Salmon was the word. Salmon was the word.
The smartest fish in the world, and then simultaneously the dumbest fish in the world. They know where they were born. You know what I mean? What hospital were you born in?
Me?
Yeah.
I was born in Kentucky somewhere.
Could you walk there right now?
No.
No! You're not that smart.
No.
Salmon... Salmon know where they were fucking hatched.
Yeah.
They're hatched as caviar. They go down the stream, they end up in the ocean, and then at some point they have a midlife crisis and they're like, "I gotta go back to my old kiddie pool." And then they go, "Fuck it, I'm going." And they have crazy resolve. I would make the world's worst salmon because as soon as we got to just a little bit of rapids coming this way, I'd be like, I'm gonna go hang out by the kelp bed. Like, I don't. Why? So we could be eaten by a fucking bear? I don't think so.
The second it got too hard.
They just go, "I gotta go back to where I was born so I can die."
Yeah.
But that's if we're lucky. Like, the best news ever is you made it back to your spawning pond and then died. The worst news is when you got eaten by a bear. And also... Bears must love it because bears just stand there and go, "The fish are going backwards." Yeah. And they're flying into our mouth.
At eye level.
They're our favorite food. It'd be like if I just walked outside and was pelted by Hershey bars and Snickers. Like,
delicious.
I'm stuck in my mouth. The humanity.
fuck it. Just keep it coming.
Just In-N-Out burgers flying by your face.
Yeah, just In-N-Out burgers sailing my way. The bears go and they just fucking wait. So I'm just saying, salmon, super smart because they somehow know where they were hatched and where they were born. And super dumb because they're going back to die and be eaten by a bear.
Yeah, stupid.
Right. Yeah.
Very stupid.
Thank you.
Also, I was thinking about the equivalency. I was just pondering it just now. For me, it would be like... going outside and having cash and boobs.
Cash and boobs,
you in the face.
Like if there was
because
a
string. That's what it means to the bear. The bear's like, this is as good as it's ever going to get for a bear. And for me, that's as good as it's ever going to get.
Yeah, it's never going to get any better.
No.
And also, how lazy was Yogi with the picnic baskets? Like, he could have just went down to the fucking stream and ate some salmon.
Like a goddamn bear.
Also, I like Yogi because he was one of the many characters... who wore a vest with no pants.
No pants, exactly.
No pants.
Yes.
And none of the animators thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Because if you saw a guy with a trucker's, with a cabbie hat on, a vest and no pants, fucking have him arrested.
The honeymooner's hat?
Yes.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I see that at the club a lot. Guys in vest, that hat, no pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which club?
A real fancy one off the street.
All right, let's do another.
All right, next
one. Oh, next one.
By the way, whose question was that?
Barker's Beauty.
Whose ball was that? Whose ball was that?
That was
that's was a good mix right there.
Get your Bet Online t-shirt.
This was there. CSB.
Right here.
Do we have, we know who that is? There you go. I like she gave middle name. Middle name, Sean. Sam.
Salmon.
Fuck it. Salmon.
I knew it.
Salmon. Here we go.
All right. This one is anonymous.
Ooh. Mystery.
Caravan. Caravan.
Caravan.
Oh, come on. The migrant caravan.
It could be any caravan, to be fair.
It could be any caravan.
Is there a Chevy caravan?
I like caravan.
The Dodge caravan.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Carousel was a musical,
a
right?
A wonderful musical that featured You'll Never Walk Alone.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that one. It was a bunch of illegals chucking rocks at border guards.
The very same, yeah.
It's a reliable minivan called the caravan.
I like the reports of all. First off, I like any footage of anyone fleeing. I love fleeing footage. It makes me feel, because understand, I'm sitting in my living room eating pasta out of my, I'm in my bathrobe. I have a bowl of pasta between my legs. I'm making fun of people who exercise. And I'm watching people flee. I enjoy fleeing videos. It's also weird that the immigration enforcement guys are just called ICE.
Yeah.
ICE, wasn't that the name of the bad pilot in Top Gun?
Iceman.
I just feel like we should give him a name like Nice instead of ICE. You know what I mean? I feel like Rachel Maddow would back off a little bit, if the abbreviation was Nice. Instead of ICE.
National immigration.
National immigration, right. So let's call them Nice. Look, years ago, I realized there was a lot of stigma surrounding herpes. So I said, why don't we change the name of herpes to Happies and get rid of this? You know what I mean? So when I'm in charge, we will not ban ICE or get rid of ICE. We'll add another letter to ICE. We'll create Nice.
That's good.
No one's going to rail against Kamala Harris. Good luck railing against Nice people.
That's right.
I would love to be a Nice agent.
Would it be? You'd be a Nice agent.
A Nice agent.
I know this is a comedy show, but that's a brilliant idea. They should add N to the beginning. Change the image altogether.
Nice. Right. Then we'd take my two loves and combine them. Like, why is Steve out? Oh, the Nice agent, he got Happies, and the Nice agent got genital Happies. So he won't be around.
From a Peloton seat.
From a Peloton. I also try to always figure out, like, I'm not sure if a tear... We're making a distinction between tear gas and pepper gas, which I like. I also try to figure out how that would affect me.
Has Rob been, my cousin was in basic training and he got tear gas as part of the basic. Have you done that? How was that?
It sucks. Everything comes out at once. All your snot and all the fluids come out of your face at
once. They do that stuff all the time where they get those hard asses on Fox News and they're like, Tucker, I've been waterboarded many times. Part of the training we go through to become a Navy SEAL, we intentionally waterboard ourselves before we... And it's like, I get it, and I feel you, and I like where your head's at. But here's the thing about, like, waterboarding yourself. The whole thing about waterboarding is not knowing when it's going to stop.
Yeah.
If I say, look... Lieutenant, I'm going to waterboard you. You just go ahead and raise your hand when you've had enough, and we'll back it off, and we'll throw you a super, super fluffy towel right from the dryer. Meaning I could go to my swimming pool and stay underwater and then come back up, but if you held me underwater for the same amount of time, I would fucking freak out.
Of course.
All right, so we'll change the name to Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice agents on the border.
That's good.
And we go from herpes to happies. All right, one more.
Love it.
Thank you.
Will the anonymous caravan ball person raise their hand, please?
You just add national to
national.
Whatever.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice.
All right.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know where.
Hey, can I say this too about MS-13 gang members?
Any MS-13 in the house?
Everybody.
It is great.
They're
like,
very
depending,
proud.
Depending on what news channel you watch, the caravan is solely comprised of mothers and special needs kids, or it's a running pyramid of MS-13 gangbangers who are wearing bandolero belts and firing shots in the air. Depending, but this is how you know it's not news. You can't tell. This group is wide open. You can fucking get a drone from Radio Shack, send it over the group, and find out whether it's comprised of these people or those people. Yeah. You turn it over to Fox, like, it is a giant rolling ball of MS-13 gangbangers with they're smuggling heroin and human trafficking inside. That's the nougat.
Right. Yes.
Inside of
that's
the ball.
That's what propels it.
And they're just rolling across the border. And then you turn on Rachel Maddow, and she's crying, going, "These are special needs children, and they're tutors." That's all. They've come here to get a mani-pedi and go home. That's it. Why are we doing this? And I'm like, how can both of you call yourselves fucking news? Jesus Christ.
Good point.
Shit, Brian, I thought you said earlier, who hears from, I misheard it because I was dealing with this loud thing. Did you actually say who hears from MS-13?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. I did hear you correctly.
Joke's on them. We have nice Agent Stacey all throughout the building.
I wanted to
Get
say...
Em.
I wanted to say this. Any MS-13 members here tonight and or potential MS-13
members... They're pretty hard to identify, Adam. They're pretty hard to identify.
You getting the forehead tattoo that says, "Yes, I am," and MS-13 is not a great strategy. Like, these guys do full facial. I am, and it's fine if you're gonna hang out in your native Honduras or wherever you are, but if you're gonna try to sneak into neighboring countries with full facial tattoos, like, MS-13, you guys should get tattoos.
Oh, God. There
right.
You go.
Where's he going?
It's tough to fly under the radar.
Harvard.
Hello, border, nice man. Yes, we're just a gay couple who's coming to your fair country to adopt.
I can see
him at a TGI Fridays. How about some jalapeno poppers,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah. MS-13, no good with the facial tattoos. I will say this. I got a couple things to say. One is, if you're going to join MS-13... you should get your tattoo in the same spot chicks get the butterfly tattoo. Which is like, okay, let me show you. Let me pull it. You know. Yes, something needs to be untucked. Something needs to be peeled down.
Yes.
In order for me to tell where you're going and what you've done with this tattoo. When you put it on your fucking face, it's hard.
Yeah.
And then also, will you guys agree with me? Because I did see them go down to like Nicaragua or Honduras or wherever the MS-13 clubhouse is, and they showed all these guys in prison. If you come from a country where your prison bars are made out of rebar, that's a bad fucking sign. But you're like, we haven't even invented prison bars. Yeah. We have number 4 rebar, and we just weld it together, and we make it great.
And that's just because the concrete fell out. Inside the concrete.
It was reinforced.
When I was in the Cook Islands a few years ago, I begged my friends to let us go visit the prison in Rarotonga, and we got there, and it was empty. And we asked the guard where everyone is, and they said they get to go home for lunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, every day.
I sort of like the other countries who do the thing, which is... your wife still has to cook for you, even though you're in prison. You're in prison now for poisoning her.
Yes. Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
All right, let's do one more, Rob Riggle.
I took it to committee because no one can understand this. AJD, help me out here. I'm assuming it's Despacito.
Oh. Yeah.
Is what you meant?
The Despacito. Song. Despacito.
It's not spelled
sure.
Despacito, mm-hmm. But we're going to say it's Despacito.
If what is that?
If you need a taste, we have it.
This is a big
huge
hit about a year
monster
ago.
Monster global hit.
Sabes que ya llevo un rato mirándote. Tengo que bailar contigo hoy.
Wait for it.
Wait for the hook.
Vi que tu mirada ya estaba llamando.
Oh, so this is like... This plays in the, during the scene of Fast and Furious where Vin Diesel gets a Corona. Could someone teach that fucker how to hold a beer bottle, by the way? Like, he holds it past the neck. Like, he's literally the only guy who holds a Corona bottle with just his pinky in the inside of his left palm. Like, me family, man. Like, this is what's playing around his barbecue. Then he explains what his dad used to tell him all the fucking time.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, it's so sad. Now I find myself saying shit to my son, but I'm so confused. I'm like, it's like Vin Diesel's dad used to say to him, son, wait a minute. This is what's always playing at the barbecue at the end scene.
They pulled off the heist.
I don't know what this is. Is it sort of like... As we get dumber, more and more this music kicks in.
I always want those barbecues at the end of Fast and Furious to just devolve into the most ridiculous dialogue you've ever heard. Just bad conversations of things that don't make any sense, that open up whole new cans of worms, character revelations, all kinds of stupid shit, and they kind of do it.
Yeah, yeah, they pull it off.
Yeah, they kind of pull it off, actually.
It's always, for Vin Diesel, it's really about family and beating the fuck out of everyone else. Like, you better pray you're related to Vin Diesel, or he's going to beat the shit out of you. I don't care if you're his fucking mailman or the guy who takes the tickets at the Arclight. If you're not directly blood-related to Vin Diesel... You're chances dead. Are he yeah. will beat the shit out of you.
You got a beatdown coming.
At some point. Other than that, he's super family oriented. And that music sounds almost like soca music. I just feel like, look, I don't wanna sound like a nice agent here, but can I say this? I have no idea what the origins of this country are and where this music comes from, but I'm guessing it's not where they make Porsches and Audis.
Probably not.
I'm guessing we make our cars there and then bring them back here and sell them to people, wherever it is. And also, when this becomes your national theme, it is music not to study by. You cannot fucking do anything but get drunk and fuck to this music and have barbecues while guys with big arms talk about the importance of family.
Yeah.
There is nothing else to do. There's no version of this thing's cranking. What are you doing, son? I'm cramming for my trig exam. All you can do is dry hump other people with a Corona or a Tecate.
That's right. And if you don't have a partner, you're just in a door jam, just kind of humping the...
A little more classical music, a little more, what's this called, Brian?
Despacito.
And maybe we wouldn't have the nice guys having to watch the border.
That's
Rob's joke. Go ahead. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Get your Bet Online hat from Kalen over there.
Also, I like the gang initiation, which is we beat the shit out of you.
That's good.
I feel like almost every Fortune 500 company should do that. Like
a beat in and a beat out.
Beat in and beat out. Yeah. So you want to be a greeter here at Walmart, do you?
I sure do.
All right. I got a pillowcase full of fucking nuts and bolts in it. Guy comes in from the produce department or whatever, just on the fucking special needs guys on the ground.
Like, everybody's bummed out because they're missing out. So
that's right.
Like,
beat down aisle four. Beat down aisle four. New member. New team member.
Welcome to GE. Blood in, blood out, motherfucker.
How's your first day, honey?
Yeah.
Far dark. It's so good. It's a great week.
They've accepted me like family.
It's family at Walmart.
Yeah, I don't feel it would be productive. Like, so you want to work here at Nabisco, do you? All right. Here we go. Let me get my stomping boots out. All right, now we have, I think we have a Riggle report we're going to do here.
Sure.
Let's do some sports with Rob Riggle.
Let's see. By the way, I'll give Rob a... I don't know if we have an intro, but...
I do.
We do have an intro, but the podcast, Riggles Picks, it's co-hosted by Sarah Tiana and Rob Riggle. Of course, subscribe now on Podcast One Sports Net, and shoot Rob a tweet at Rob Riggle. Go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
Well, it's time for...
I'm sure you heard about this. This is a stone-cold fact. Over 250 people caught cheating in a Chinese marathon.
How?
Shenzhen half marathon. 16,000 people competed. 18 runners wore fake bibs. 3 ran on behalf of other people. The people that were caught have received a lifetime ban from competing. 237 others.
Couple things. If you got somebody to run for you in a marathon, a lifetime ban of not running marathons you've signed up for, it's not really a punishment. You know what I mean? Like, if I signed up to take the SATs and then I send a guy in to take them for me,
sure.
And then you ban me from ever taking the SATs again, I'd be like, done and done.
Right on schedule.
I would love to see the guy having a fit, though, that got banned. He's like, oh, this is unbelievable! Just how bad he was.
You're saying I can't do that thing I didn't want to do in the first place? This is an outrage. You'll hear from my fake lawyer.
Or his replacement.
That's right. Look at my stand-in children and fake wife. Look how upset they are.
237 others took shortcuts in the marathon, cutting through trees and about, I think, they, yeah, there. This is. See how they're cutting through the trees?
Oh, sweet.
So sad.
Yeah. It's for real. It's for real. They're just.
It is sad.
It's just, why not? They shaved off about 10% of the marathon.
Did you say it was a full marathon?
It was. Well, a half marathon.
Oh, half marathon. Half marathon. These guys have the bumper stickers that say, like, 11, and then with like a question mark by it or something. Fuck you guys with your 13.1.
It says 13.1 with a winky face.
Well, so now...
Hold on. Okay. Rob, I floated this on the podcast. You tell me. You guys know that we go, well, who wins the marathons? Well, you know, the big ones. Oh, the Kenyan guys, man.
Sure.
Those guys doing like 2 hours and 5 minutes. No, the guys who come in an hour and 15 minutes are the guys on the wheelchairs.
Right.
They got the tripods. Yes, it's all made of carbon fiber.
The back wheels are on angles.
Yes. They got a lot of camber
in those
rear wheels. They got the tri thing. They're steering with their fucking knee. They got the gooseneck. The thing's put in a wind tunnel and tested in Germany. The guy's sucking his own dick the whole ride. Those guys beat the shit out of the able-bodied guys by like 45 minutes.
Easy.
All right. I don't want to sign up for a marathon where I come in first, but 28th overall because the gimps were out front and their fucking rocket sleds. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. That's right. These are a lot of these guys are fallen heroes, so I don't want to say that. But here's what I do want to say. If you want to win that shit in a wheelchair, you got to do a standard issue hospital wheelchair.
Like
you
got to
do.
You mean like the old real?
Yeah.
Old,
I mean the
like
kind
nurse ratchet. Really.
Yes. Yeah, like you know they do like the like when the pregnant mom had the C-section and she goes, "I'm fine." It goes hospital
we
rules. We got to wheel you out to the parking structure.
Yeah.
That. Gray vinyl thing, you know.
Those won't make it 26 miles.
Like a sack in the back with a USA Today in it, you know, like a magazine in the back, you know.
Yeah. Oh.
Front wheels going all over the fucking place. Like,
there
I want to see you kick some ass in that wheelchair. And in that
wouldn't make it a city block.
That's
a 26
fucking,
miles.
Well, that's a race.
Yeah.
I don't want you in a state-of-the-art German-built piece of technology. That's cheating.
Well, China's upset about this this rash of cheating going on in their half marathons, so they have begun to implement facial recognition technology to track all the runners.
Uh-huh.
To me, it's just this is a ruse so they can start tracking everybody.
Oh, interesting.
Follow the money.
Big brother kicks.
Now, look, I don't try to read too much conspiracy into things, but that's a stone-cold fact. That's
what's happening. Well, I'm not surprised this happened in China because isn't that the same nation that has professional waiter in liners And, like, people do it all the time. Like, that's a regular profession. You can be a professional wait in line for somebody else. Yeah, for concerts, for DMV, for whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought
that's
you might.
That's basically you just going, you're fucking loser. You're worth about 3-4 yen an hour. Oh, wait a minute. What do they use? It's Japanese.
The Japanese yen.
They got a yen. What's a Chinese use?
I don't know.
Yuan,
and I'm a rich guy, and I'm not worth this weight. So you do it, but also cheating on this on a marathon. Unless you're planning on winning it, none of these people were going to win it.
Yeah,
so it's just like if not that we haven't dedicated enough of this, but like what if that Peloton bike had an odometer on it, and you're like. It's to see how many miles I ride this thing a year, but I went ahead and got an attachment for my cordless drill, and I just go ahead and put an extra 1,000 miles on that bitch. Hey, you're going to finish that 6-foot sub? Come on, check it out. Like, who's the fucking joke on? You're cheating.
You're not getting the benefit.
Yeah, you're only cheating yourself.
You can set fake benchmarks to celebrate. Like, hey, guys, I just hit 50K on the Peloton. Big party at my house tonight.
That's right.
And then just keg it up.
Don't say anything to Jill. She doesn't know shit. Or whatever our daughter's name is. She's sitting under the Christmas tree. I don't know what her fucking name is. We never talk. It's pretty much just the two of us riding a bike. I was thinking about getting a banana seat for the bike so my fucking skinny wife could get on the back, you know?
I don't know why, but I put some baseball cards in the wheel. Doesn't make the sound I thought it would, but whatever.
I love that idea of putting a banana seat on a stationary bike and taking your honey bunny and putting her on the back, you know? Sissy bar.
That's good.
You get those helmets you put on that you can talk to when you're riding the
motorcycle
wing.
Yeah,
motorcycle. Yeah.
Yeah,
I like
that. Oh, yeah.
Selfie stick.
Rob, I came up with something on the pod today.
Yeah.
I'm curious what you think about this.
Hit me.
You're riding a motorcycle, right?
Okay. Love it.
Okay. I get behind you on the motorcycle. I'm just on the back of the motorcycle.
Two bros rolling down the highway.
I'm already by.
Okay.
Because I just got on the motorcycle.
Understood.
Which, right?
Yeah.
I put my hands around your waist real tight.
Real tight.
Now I'm gay.
Yep.
Put my hands out like wings and pretend to fly.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm the bottom. Does that make sense to you, sort of chronologically?
I get the logic. I'm tracking with you. Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, but makes facing sense. The other way on the bike.
Facing me.
Facing my back, back to back.
Back to back.
Put my back to you. That's
back to
straight.
Back.
That's
so you're
super straight.
You're like a tail gunner, almost.
Arms folded back to you. Yeah, like a ball turret guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam,
our tail gunner.
Rob thought you were on his lap like you're in Ghost.
Yeah.
like reverse cowgirl.
Oh, yeah, reverse cowboy. Yeah, that's super.
I didn't know if you were straddling me, facing me.
No, I put my back to you.
Oh, back to back.
I'm not
that's
a weirdo.
That's dangerous, okay. Rob. That's right. Too dangerous.
Sorry. Damn Chinese cheaters. Always cheating at something, those people.
Well, there's more stuff going on in the world, too, if you
want
to hear about this. Okay, so Sambo.
Oh, Sambo.
Has been, looks like it's going to make it into the Olympics. It recently achieved a temporary IOC recognition, International Olympic Committee. It is a form of kickboxing that the Russians have created.
Yeah.
But Vladimir Putin has personally pushed for Sambo. I guess Sambo translates in Russian as self-defense without weapons. Founded by Vladimir Lenin's army 100 years ago for soldiers. Here's the thing. Headbutting is allowed.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's Sambo.
We're watching people
Sambo
so
fight
now. The thing about, first off, if headbutting is allowed, what isn't allowed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like urinating on the grave of a parent of the opponent. Like what is out of bounds?
There is no out of bounds.
I peed on Nana's grave before I fought you.
I remember like the first UFC fight I ever saw. I remember they bragged about how there's no rules. Once you get in that octagon, there's no rules. And this is back like in the early 90s. Like I'm talking UFC 2 or 1.
Right.
And we were all fascinated, so we all watched it. And the first fight, the guy that started wrestling on the ground, he just started punching him in the ding-a-ling. I mean, just straight up.
Yes.
Right in there, and the fight was over. And I was like, well, this is going to be the easiest tactic of all time.
The greatest.
You just go straight for the junk every fight.
The greatest UFC fight I ever saw, like back in the day, like back when Also, UFC used to be great back in the day because now these guys are all incredible athletes, yeah. You know, yeah. And the heavyweights have 4% body fat. But there used to be the guy who was like the sumo wrestler who's also the 3-time champion of the Nathan's hot dog eating competition. And that guy would come in wearing like a bath rug, like strapped around his fat ass. And he'd just come in there and he'd be like that. And some miniature guy would kick him in the head. And watching fat guys go down is the greatest sport ever. Seeing guys that are fit go down is entertaining mildly, but fat guys, when they're like, whoa! And they've built like the guy from the Monty Python sketch where he kept like vomiting at the restaurant. Like that guy gets kicked in the head and he starts wobbling and then he falls down and then the guy kicks him in the head again. It was awesome.
There was no rules back
but then. The best is there was a guy comes in there and he's got that fucking hair like G.E. Smith, the guy plays the guitar for SNL all those years. Like, yeah. It's like, you know those fucking assholes? We're like, oh, my beautiful golden locks are always in my way when I'm jamming on my Stratocaster. We're like, I'm always like, I have to take time out for my precious jamming to move my hair because it's constantly. Who would have known this would happen? Everyone would have fucking known it was going to happen. Get a fucking scrunchie. So he's like, I need this thing, and then my hair's going to fall, and then I'm going to do that again, and then I'm going to jam some more, and then I'm going to do that again. Then I'm going to do that fucking move I've always wanted to do, which is I'm going to dial something in with my foot. Like, I'm going to go, there you go.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah, that's it. That's
it had no effect.
Yeah.
He wasn't even stepping on the pedals.
Hooked up to anything.
Yeah, it's not even hooked up to anything.
That styrofoam is just sitting there. It's double stuck tape down onto the thing. I'm fucking pushing. I'm going to pretend to have a conversation with the bass player. Mugga, mugga, mugga. Whoa, I got to get my hair out of the way. I got to get my hair out of the way. Oh, I'm jamming so hard, my hair's falling down. How about that, honey? Blah, blah, blah. No one will know but us. No, my hair's down again. I gotta get my hair back. Fuck that guy. Fucking hair. But, hold on, I gotta go press my styrofoam wah-wah pedal one more time. There we go. Yeah, there we go. Oh, hair's down. You get that back up. I saw a fucking fight where this guy's G. Smith hair doppelganger came into the ring with his fucking big long and his black belt and everything, and he's fighting some, you know, Tank Abbott type bar bouncer guy, and all the guy did was grab his fucking ponytail, his long blonde ponytail, use it like a fucking handle, and just mashed his head. He never let this guy's fucking ponytail go. He just kept mashing his face into it. And I'm like, as a guy with fucking Brillo pubes on his head, as a guy who had to have every guy in high school have their hair feathered back, as a guy who used to watch, a kid named David Shulman. He had his hair feathered back, and it was so good that he would do a fucking upside down double pump flip. Like David Shulman would pull the huge plastic comb out of his back pocket, turn his head down, comb it out, and do a double clutch back pump, and then fucking hair would just land. And
that son of a bitch.
I look like fucking Gabe Kaplan raped Bobby Brady. Like his fucking hair pulled the Napoleon Dynamite pube head. Fucking piece of shit. When that guy had that guy by the ponytail and he was just endlessly kneeing his face, I was like, fuck, I came.
So
I came. I finished myself. Thank you. That was cathartic.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Those early UFC fights, those early ones in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
They were all like the cold opening of an Every Which Way But Loose movie.
Yeah.
It was all those characters. They were characters. They were fat bouncers fighting like Asians in like red Speedos.
Right.
Who's this guy? Does he know karate? No, not at all.
Oh, watch Big Tunga guy get knocked out. It's the greatest thing ever. And when he lays on the ground, he just kicks his head. Yeah, back in the day, like they didn't know what to do. Like, what is this guy? This guy's a serial pedophile. All right, what's this guy do? He drives a forklift. All right, let's get it on. I was like, fuck you.
And there's no rules. They're dick punching and kicking in the head.
He's got the forklift in the fucking octagon. Yeah,
he's literally gouging eyes.
Oh, he's running low on propane. Look out.
It was bedlam.
Watch the Tongan guy He's wearing his. The people go in there like ceremonial garb and shit with parrots on their. Their pirates fighting with a parrot on their shoulder and shit. Oh, the parrot's clawing his eyes out. Get him.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Wait, you got to show.
That was just a picture.
Oh, still, there's a picture of that big dude getting knocked out. And the little skinny guy just kicking him in the head. It's awesome.
There was, well, I remember one guy came in with one of those invisible dogs on a leash like you get at an amusement park. I mean, they had characters back then. Like, they put some time and thought into it. God bless
them. The only time that invisible dog on the leash thing is really funny is if you have an actual dog and you want to freak that dog out. You know what I mean? Like, come on, guys. Here we go, fellas. Going for a walk. He's getting jealous because you're giving kibble to the invisible dog. All right, sorry. Should we do... let's end the Riggles picks and get into a little news. Shall we...
Let's do it.
That shall we do the grab?
Yes.
The Riggle Report.
If you have that footage of that big guy, like the president of Tonga, getting kicked in the head, it's the greatest thing ever.
The reason I remember the guy, he had on a red Speedo.
Yeah.
And I remember the guy was on top of his chest, and he was just looking back, punching him in the dick.
I love that.
This. And the guy finally, he passed out or tapped out. I don't remember.
I love where there are rules, like you can choke a guy until he goes unconscious and falls apart. But if I jab you and my pinky catches you in the eye, that's a foul. We're not going there. All right, hold on. Do we have the guy? Yeah, there's the huge. All right, here he is. Ha!
Oh! mercy.
By the way, it's funny because the refs always do the "I've seen enough" after the guy kicks you in the fucking orbital socket. Like, how about you jump ahead in the future 8 seconds and see enough before I get my my orbital socket shattered?
There's a documentary called Pervert Park, which is about pedophiles and people on certain lists that live in this trailer park.
Well, that guy lost to the forklift guy. So
that's what they look like. They got their contestants from.
It was crazy because first off, people didn't know what to put on their feet.
Yeah.
Like, some guys come in there in, like, knee-high wrestling boots, and some guys just come in barefoot, and other guys come with their feet spatted up.
Karate keys or Speedos.
Right.
Or capes, invisible dogs. It was bedlam.
Quick break from the mirth and the hilarity to talk to you about Quip, everybody. You might not think the perfect gift is an electric toothbrush, but I'm telling you, man, I finally got my Quip, and I love this bad boy. It's designed to make brushing even easier. Sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle on sensitive gums. It's got a built-in two-minute timer. If you guys are like me and you can't exactly figure out how long it is you should brush your teeth, this lets you know, and it also lets you know every 30 seconds it pulses to remind you to switch. So if you're doing the uppers, then you switch to the lowers. Well, you're doing the math. Every 30, you switch it, it sends a pulse. Brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. One of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. Thousands of verified 5-star reviews. Starts at just $25. Get in on this. GetQuip.com/Adam. Get it for the kids, too. Get it for the missus or the mister or whoever you aren't. GetQuip.com/Adam. GetQuip.com/Adam. And, I should tell you, get your first refill pack for free. Now back to the show.
All right, should we do a little news with the Gina Grad,
Let's
please?
Let's do it!
News with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Right before we get into news, a quick shout out to our sponsor, betonline.ag. Brian, do you have some thoughts? Because I got a few thoughts. You use the promo code podcast1. You get 50% sign-up bonus, NFL, NHL, NBA, college. Oh, we can bet on Oscars, Game of Thrones. Ooh, I'll just talk to Jimmy and ask him in advance who's going to do all the winning this year. Brian, how are you?
I do have thoughts. My thoughts are that you have 43 wins on the season. I have 45, but we're both looking up at Rob, who is in second place in the BetOnline.ag competition.
It's
going to be tough to catch him this week, Adam, because you, me, and Rob all picked the Chiefs as our lock of the week, pending some recent news that might not be a great bet.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to bet on the Chiefs or any other team, betonline.ag and use the promo code podcast1, get a 50% sign-up bonus. Thank you, betonline.ag. All right, Gina Grad, some news,
well,
please.
We have a big old social justice report, and we need to get behind these heroes. USA Today reports that 58 Iowa inmates are suing state officials in federal court, seeking $25,000 each in damages and claiming they've been denied a constitutional right to pornography. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. District of Des Moines seeks to overturn a new state law that has shut down designated pornography reading rooms in Iowa prisons. The law also prohibits inmates from having nude photos in their cells. They were allowed to have Playboy. Now they're not. The suit claims the law was enacted under the guise of morality and blames religious tyrants who have no regard for the U.S. Constitution or the Declaration of Independence.
USA! USA!
Okay. Couple things. I once talked to a prison guard about conjugal visits. And I'm like, well, what the hell? Like, Tex Watson, right? Tex Watson does all the Sharon Tate and LaBianca stabbings and everything. Has four kids from inside of the fucking joint. Three of them are here tonight. Let's give them a hand. Cheryl Ann, Debbie, Neil, God bless you.
Nice agents, you know what to do.
Doesn't fall too far from the tree. But August comp them. But the deal is I'm saying to the guard, like, what the fuck with the conjugal visits? And he said, well, it does kind of keep the guys, it keeps the edge off. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it stops them from rioting.
I
it gives
them
a little something to look forward to.
Yep.
And I'm just saying, if I'm a prison guard and I'm given a choice, do I work in a prison, unbridled, pent-up, built-up sexuality and semen in this one. And this is called the refractory prison over here, where it's just a bunch of dudes fucking just smoking and thinking about food. I'm going over to the refractory prison because I want guys like,
that are spent.
Like, we're going to riot. We just want to watch SportsCenter for a while. And then we're going to...
Then you're really gonna get it.
Yeah, then you're gonna get it, and that's all I'm saying. Also,
right.
Didn't they used to put something called saltpeter?
Saltpeter.
Saltpeter.
Is that real?
So, well, it was my gay porn name.
But you know,
I can't get it up. But he can eat an asshole. You work with saltpeter? Sorry.
What's saltpeter?
It prevents boners. Just like Spanish fly is supposed to make you horny. Saltpeter's supposed to prevent boners.
Interesting.
Yes.
But I don't know if it's real. Just like Spanish fly isn't real, I don't think saltpeter's
real.
Well,
we're at a live show. We can find out.
I always heard that they
dare
put...
dare you, Spanish fly isn't real.
Salt...
What do you think the main ingredient in mangria is?
That's right. Yeah. Saltpeter, I always heard they fed to guys in the military and guys in prison.
Give it down.
Wow. I can't believe this is the first I'm hearing of this. This isn't prison. I've never heard of this.
Yeah. It was like,
a diuretic?
Yeah. They put in your, Lynette makes me a big saltpeter omelet every morning.
Is it
it's a diuretic.
You can't think about sex because you can't stop shitting?
I don't know all the ins and outs of saltpeter, but I do know legend has it they would put it in, like, the prison food and put it in, like, the barracks food, and it kept the natives kind of docile.
Not horny.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if they fed it to us or not. I was 19 when I went through boot camp, and I did not have a boner, so it's quite possible.
Right.
It's quite possible.
Yeah. You cannot climb over that giant wooden wall with a boner.
Rob's stuck again.
I told you to get clear pine. You got the fucking knotty pine, and now his dick's stuck in a knot hole. You pay a little extra, you get the clear pine, but it fucking pays dividends when 19-year-olds with boners don't get their cock stuck in knot holes, people.
Get out,
Jesus
Wriggle.
Jesus Christ.
Enough.
Wriggle, think about your grandparents' baseball, would you please, so we can move on?
Oh!
Sorry, where were we?
Well, if you're a divorced woman, then there's some good news for you. Studies show that women who have been separated after marriage are much happier than their male counterparts. Over half of women, about 53%, reported they're much happier post-divorce, while less than a third of men said the same. They used words. The words were very telling. After a divorce, women were found to use more positive words like glad, celebration, and excitement, whereas men were more likely to talk about failure and disappointment.
Really?
Yeah.
So women like getting divorced more than men?
Yeah, they're losing the dead weight. 150 pounds of dead weight.
Yeah, 150.
Little guy.
Well, usually... Most of the time, they get to, like, keep the house and keep the car and keep the pool and keep the pool
man. In California, they sure seem to.
Keep all that shit.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they be happy?
Yeah, I'd be happy. Like, if you and I were living together and you're like, fuck it, I'm moving out.
Yep, I'm out of here. I'll take half of everything.
Yeah.
I'll take the house. Mm. And while I'm at it, why don't you pay me a nice monthly wage.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life.
I keep the Peloton in the woodshed.
Keep the Peloton.
That's my move.
So so daddy's going, this sucks. And the wife's going, this is the best thing ever. I get it. I get why they're happy.
Also, what about the neighbor of the Peloton guy who's getting up early? He's doing some ice fishing. He peers over the fence and he sees the guy fucking breathing hard, wearing cycling shorts and galoshes covered with sweat just out in the yard at 5:15, right?
That's
fucking call the sheriffs, right?
That's right.
That's a scary...
Yeah, there's some bullshit going on.
Why is he in his great aunt's mink? That's my question.
That guy, yeah, he's got the... he's got the... He's got the Fargo look when they're out in the out in the shed by the wood chipper. That's the Fargo move. He's got the wood chipper in the back. He's shoving the chick in there. Sorry. Where were we?
Well, dating is tough.
So women are happier?
Much happier. They use words like celebrate and glad.
Yeah. I think they all just get together and spend everyone's money and talk about how happy they are. I don't know if they're really
happy.
That
seems to be the case.
That sounds fun.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're on dating apps, you know how hard it can be to meet strangers and deal with them, and they're serial killers or they're assholes or whatever, but the dating app Hinge wants to change that, make it more like Yelp. The company announced a new feature called We Met for members who share how their first dates go with other matches.
Hey,
this is great.
Christy's brother just got married to a girl he met on Hinge.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Hinge he got a favorable review.
The reason it's called Hinge, I guess, is because you meet friends of friends. It's a dating app where you meet friends of friends. Well, you have a Hinge point.
Brian, technically Tinder is a friend of a friend.
Yeah, so.
But I wouldn't go bragging about it. Yeah.
Oh, really? And so you get like Yelp-type reviews.
Yeah, the We Met tool intends to help Hinge better understand what's happening offline and weed out those who have behaved badly on dates in the real world.
That app right there is called Unhinged.
Right.
And that's absolutely just, right. If you want the batshit crazy ones, go to the app Unhinged.
We met at Dupar's. He rode his Peloton stationary bike.
Dragging.
He's right. With a 7,000-foot extension cord. And a man of color screaming, "You can do it," on the video screen. We met in a booth. He poured himself a bowl of saltpeter, and we began talking. He spoke about his mole and how he thought it had a mind of its own. Yes, I'm just tying the whole fucking
show
together.
You sure as shit are.
Jesus Christ.
He sounds like a keeper. Where'd you meet him? Unhinged.
Wait, Rob, you married?
I am.
Oh, you're married. Okay, I'm married too. Did you get married? Were you famous when you got married?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. That's why she's getting half.
Right. Yeah, see, I never dated anybody since I was famous or semi-famous or C-list or whatever. Yeah. Because now, see, when you're regular, you got to go, what do you do? What do you do? But if I get divorced and start dating and they're like, what do you do? I'd be like, you got basic cable, bitch? Come on.
You got a radio?
You got a radio? I got shit with my name on it, man.
Yeah.
See this hoodie?
About?
It's got my fucking name on it. I'm wearing swag.
You're
on
wearing
me.
Your merch. You're what's, wearing your merch. On
what's
the
some merch or some saltpeter? I'm coming out my own line of signature saltpeter. By the way.
Yeah. Did you watch UFC fighting in the early '90s? I got my dick punched about 100 times.
That's right. Fucking lost in the prelims with the guy with the forklift, man. I never thought that. But if you get divorced, I get divorced, and we go on a date, there's a chance the person will know who you are.
An outside chance. And by the way, when we pull up on our motorcycle together.
Together.
Hug it. Cut
for, our, be, for our double dates.
We'll be back to back, and I'll be sitting Indian style. Oh, you know what I miss? I used to in the day. I don't know why it is, but I have a vague recollection. Like, we talk about places you'd see people smoke. Like I'll tell my kids, like, yeah, people used to smoke on airplanes.
Yeah.
I'd see people in hospitals, like, smoking. I miss seeing people smoke on motorcycles.
Ooh.
That was a 70s move.
So
like
powerful.
Lighting a fucking Winston on a
so
bike.
So boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just dangling. Just a red dangling.
Right. Just dangling.
Yeah. I was like, he's in charge of something.
The other thing I miss about smoking and smokers are guys who talked with the cigarette and never fucking grabbed it. You know what I mean? Just the guys who were just like, it would be it would bounce around while they were talking.
About 225, 229, I don't know.
Right,
something like that.
Right. It never fucking took.
The guy from Fargo.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. It's good. It's a power move, talking with a lit cigarette. Sorry. Yeah. So they met online.
And they're married. They got married this summer.
Oh,
Tessa was the flower girl.
Oh
that's sweet. Yeah, why not?
It was they're loved. They're married.
So you would then read ahead and find out sort of Yelp review, right?
It'll encourage dudes to be on better behavior on their first date because a woman's going to review it and basically put it on Yelp.
Right. I think Lynette, I don't remember a lot from our first date, but I think she just remembers it as the last time we talked about her.
Wait, you talked about her?
Just for the first one.
Just the one.
You know what I mean?
Just the once, yeah.
Just the one.
Yeah. The old bait and switch.
That's right, the old bait and switch. She remembers it. It's the last time we talked about her.
Right.
That's the way we were. Sorry.
Well, I have a question for you people. Is barking orders at your AI-powered voice assistants turning you into jerks? You really got to think about it. Alexa, play fucking MacArthur Park.
Right.
Is that what you're doing? Is it turning you into an asshole? Well, with that notion as a possibility, TechCrunch reports that from here on out, Google Assistant will be nicer to you if you say please and thank you. So, for example, if you say, hey, Google, please set a timer for 10 minutes, Google will respond saying, thanks for asking so nicely. 10 minutes starting now.
I have this fucking thing where my daughter takes my Alexa thing and, like, puts it in the living room and then has dance parties. And then I do the thing where it's like, you got to put it back in my office, otherwise you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But I never enforce the trouble part. Right. So she just leaves it. And then you want to talk about the fucking laziest. Here's how lazy, I realize, like, it's insane how lazy we've become as human beings.
Yes.
Like, I stand, then I get up in the morning, and the Alexa's in the living room. Can I just say this quickly? Here's how lazy the Corollas are. We have a robot that vacuums for us, but we're too lazy to maintain it. Like, it's got to go back in its charging doghouse, and three times a year you have to empty the fucking lint tray. That is a bridge too fucking far for the Corollas. So we're officially too lazy for robots.
For Roombas.
I imagine just telling your grandparents that story 70 years ago when they were kids. Like, one day we'll evolve to be too lazy to own a fucking robot because you have to empty the robot every week.
As they're standing in a snowstorm beating a rug.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's how they grew up.
So here's how lazy I am. I go, I get up in the morning, I walk into my office, and I'm like, Alexa, play 870, The Answer Radio. And then I go, huh? Oh, fuck, it's not here. And then I go into the living room, and I go, huh? It's not where I want it to be, but if I tell it to yell, I can go back into my office and sit down and hear it. Or I could unplug it and walk it 30 feet into my office and plug it back in and wait for it to wake up.
Sure.
Like the guy from the Peloton commercial. Like it just sits there and at a certain point it goes wee, 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 wee. And then it comes back to life. But I'm so lazy, I won't move it. So I just leave it where it is. And then I yell, crank it up.
That's one way to solve the problem.
I know. I know.
And by the way, I'm not buying into this be nice to the robot bullshit. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Why?
I'm nice to people because I have to be. That's the way it is in life.
Right.
When it comes to my car, to a vacuum cleaner, to something like, if I want to tell it to fucking work.
Right.
And shut up.
Yeah.
And don't fucking eyeball me. And if I want to give it a swift kick in the side.
Yeah.
I paid for it. I'll do whatever I goddamn please.
You're goddamn right.
Sorry.
Toaster oven, are you listening? Gotta send a message.
Although I feel like for decades and decades now, if you're super passive aggressive, but you're too afraid to do it to people, have you ever heard somebody pissed off talking to like an automated system online? Like, I'm sorry, did you say no? No! And they get all like indignant.
Yeah, we're all fucked. We're too late. We're too late. The Corollas are too lazy for robots. That's like, I can't get it out of my fucking head.
I think I know the answer to this, but does it not bother you or concern you that the machines are listening, the Amazon Echoes and the Alexas and such, the voice activated stuff?
Yeah, I don't. Here's what I'm assuming. I'm assuming that somewhere between 6 and 11 years from now, everyone will have a bootleg porn. Everyone will have a 2-hour reel of them yelling the N-word in a bathroom to like a house cat.
I better get to work.
There'll be footage of everyone fucking a mistress or a stranger or having a gay tryst, and nothing will be embarrassing anymore because you won't be able to haul out anything on anybody because everything will exist for everyone.
That's right.
And then it'll just be like we're living in a fucking leper colony where it's like, you got leprosy. Oh, yeah? Have you seen your fucking face? And then we'll all just be living on the same like Kardashian leper island. And no one will care.
Okay.
See, right now we're in an in-between point where a few people have gotten busted, a few people have had a tape of them, a few people have had
surveillance of the herd
footage
begun.
And whatever. Right. But eventually, when we all have footage of ourselves punching women and dropping N-bombs and doing bootleg porn, then no one will be able to judge.
Yep.
I look forward to that world, by the way. I welcome that world.
Yes.
Shame
I welcome
free.
That world.
Yes. The sooner the better. The sooner it happens, the sooner we can all get on living.
That's right. That's right.
Well, speaking of the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian has teased a makeup line for men. The line may include something referred to as mascara.
Yeah.
All right. Which is probably just regular mascara, but you'll be wearing it. No word yet on when the makeup line will debut, but the reality star will be joining brands like Chanel, Tom Ford, Clinique, who apparently all offer skincare and makeup for men.
First off, Rob, as an ex-Marine, you don't abide by this, right?
I don't see the point, but.
Can I say this? This is a bad confluence of events because the last time I checked, dudes were doing 86% more crying than they did in World War II.
Yes.
Like, I feel like the guys who are on the Higgins landing crafts at Omaha Beach didn't cry as much as the average guy watching Project Runway does now.
Yes.
You now mix that with the 0% mascara those guys wore with the new world order of dudes wearing eyeliner and kissing potion, and it's going to be a fucking running mess.
Everybody, just everybody.
Oh, it's
going to you know,
also be like an Armenian funeral. Just guys, just fucking mess smeared all over the place. We're going to have to learn to do that weird side dab that you guys do, the weird tear duck side dab. I don't even know what it is. Like, I'm going to roll up, take this swan wing from this origami and jam it into my tear duck. Take so I don't get this weird black thing down my face.
Finger and just dab the inside corner of your eye.
Yes.
You know
yes.
how it's done. Yeah, a lot of guy liner, a lot of mascara.
Yeah. Yeah, so great. We're all going to look like Richard Grieco in the future.
Oh, we should be
you
so
should
lucky.
Be so
God
lucky.
In heaven.
Wait a minute. What's the name of this stuff again?
Sorry. It's snowballing. It's Wait. Snowballing. And yes. it keeps picking up speed as it goes downhill. In the 80s, guys weren't doing this metrosexual thing. They weren't even going to spas. They weren't doing this stuff. And now it's slowly, now that we care more about the clothes, now we care more about the hair. Now it's all getting, we're just gravitating towards more and more. We're going to carry around makeup bags soon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's it. That's when I check out. I don't want to be here anymore.
No, we're just going to be here and our sons are going to be in the bathroom 20 years from now, and Rob's son's going to be like, oh, can I, oh, I noticed you have your clutch. Do you have a tampon? And my son's going, thank you. Yeah. I was just.
Where's your dad? He's on the motorcycle with your dad.
He's on the motorcycle with your dad. He's facing the wrong way.
But now they're facing each other.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
I want you guys to all use this joke, which is you're saying going to the spa, and I did go do some show at some like resort like 2 months ago, and they're like, the show is at 2 p.m, and like, it's a spa. The place is a spa. I'm like, fuck it, I'm getting a massage. And I was laying on my belly, and the chick was like working the trapezoids pretty hard. And she said, and they always do this now. They go, how's the pressure? And here's my new thing that I will say, and I want everyone in this room and everyone at home listening to say, all the guys who go to the spa, when the masseuse says, how's the pressure, you say, which one? The pressure not to fart, or the pressure not to roll over with a boner?
Because I got both cooking right now.
I got both right now. We're sort of an intersection, like we're at a Y.
Yeah,
I could go either direction.
I'm at a crossroad
right now, but I could start going down Boner Highway pretty hard.
Yeah,
or I could flatulate.
Why don't I get us both off the hook and just grease out a fart right now?
Why don't you just fart right now? And I'll flip over with a boner. Hey, I always think it's a funny ritual, too, when they go, like, the Enya's playing, they got the candle lit, and it's real quiet and everything, and they're like, okay, just go ahead and hang your bathrobe on the hook on the door there, and then just slide in under the sheet, and then when you're ready, I'll come in. And then they wait a little too long, like,
always.
You're there, like, too long.
Yeah,
like
this is ticking, time's ticking.
I just took my bathrobe off, and I slid under a sheet. There's about 8 seconds, and then they wait for too long, and then they do the quiet backward knuckle knock, and they're like, May, come in? And it's like, you're going to come in, and it's going to be 50 minutes of you rubbing PABA on my nutsack. So what would be the danger of you opening the door and I'm just got my towel? Like, oh, my God, it caught some hip. Oh, Jesus Christ, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Whoa, I signed up to get naked and be manhandled with oil. I did not sign up for this. I signed up for you watching my prodigious nutsack push through between my legs when you're staring at my hairy crack, but I did not sign up to be
so
partially derobed, brother. You could see some fucking stretch mark on my thigh when you came in so quickly.
Yeah,
I know what you're doing. You want to catch a glimpse
travesty.
Of side thigh before you spend 55 minutes fucking working my nutsack like a speed bag. I know you. I know your game.
I know what's
going I know
on
what you're
here.
Up to. How dare you?
Rob Riggle's been in a movie with Richard Grieco.
You've been in a movie with Grieco? Why didn't you fucking say so?
No. Was I?
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. He wasn't in the movie. He came to the red carpet and went nuts, if I recall.
Didn't he have a cameo at the end?
No.
Maybe during the credits?
Does Greco...
He didn't...
Does Greco wear eyeliner? Is that how... Or did he just fucking touched by God?
DeLuise. DeLuise.
Oh, yeah. John.
The DeLuise kid.
The son. Nice guy.
Right.
He was in it. But I think Greco just came to the red carpet.
Damn it.
He pulled up like in a Ferrari and had on this unbelievable jumpsuit, was running up and down the carpet. He's kind of lost it for a minute.
It's got to be rough. Like, you're part of this group, and then Johnny Depp breaks out. I mean, boy, imagine being in a TV show, and then the one guy just breaks off and, like, hosts the Oscars or some shit like that. That's great. You're fucking in Anaheim on a Friday night, fucking sweating your ass off on a stage drinking tap water. That's got to sting, huh?
The worst.
It's got to sting.
The worst.
Can you imagine?
All right, let's do one more, Gina Grant.
Well, a woman-only resort is coming soon. It's called Super She. And it's a resort
What's
island.
What's it called?
Super She.
Super She.
Yes, it's a resort island off of Finland for women only. Founder Christina Roth wanted to create a retreat.
I smell a fucking Tom Hanks comedy coming on.
Yep. Absolutely.
Couple dudes posing as chicks to get onto the island. Wants to be with his girlfriend. Has to pose. It's sort of like Jumanji Man meets
Soul.
Whatever meets Soul Sister or whatever.
Jumanji Man?
Yeah, see Thomas Howell. See what he's up to.
Jumanji Get him with
Jumanji Man.
Jumanji Man.
Get C. Thomas and Greco on the fucking blower, man. Let's get these guys out of mothballs and into a sundress.
Yes. Well, not anyone can go. You're going to have to apply and do
this is all part of Act One.
Do a Skype interview with Christina. Yeah. If you even want to make a reservation to apply. Oh, and you should know that there is no booze allowed at Super She. According to Christina, I know.
Hold on. Illegal not to drink on an island, isn't
it? Finland. They make vodka, don't
what
they?
What the fuck? What are we
Why
on
go?
An island for?
Finlandia.
Why go? How are you supposed to get a buzz on?
Right? Well, this is to focus on health and wellness, Rob, okay?
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about that. Boo.
Super She, not looking so good.
Can I explain something to any industrious lesbian who may be listening? You get onto that island with one fucking bottle of Pinot Grigio, and you just get your pussy eaten for 19 straight hours by every fucking person on that island. You get a thimble of Pinot Grigio for every time I orgasm, bitch.
Oh, lifeboat rations.
Oh,
lifeboat
my God.
Rations.
I got 7 young blonde bitches.
Oh, you just smuggle that shit on That's and good. You rule that roost.
Rosé all day.
Just call me Queen Rosé.
I'm fucking getting a rowboat and going to Finland and going out to this island with a fucking boatload of Pinot Grigio. I think
that's
a good
idea. Yeah,
because that's an all. You can't lose.
No, you can't.
You're the only dude with booze on this island.
Well, you got to dress like a chick and bosom buddies.
That's only the administration. The attendees will be down for some fun.
Oh yeah. Oh, you just get the tool belt on like Schneider from
maintenance.
You build a little igloo down by the shore.
Yeah,
and put a sign out that says open for business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all day. That's
and there's going to have to be some dude on that island because at some point the spa motor on the whirlpool is going to go on the fritz. Or like I show up with my tool bags going, oh, no, yeah, I know. I'm not a member. I'm just here to refill the tampon machine. That's my thing.
Hey, Glenn,
check the pH balance in the whirlpool.
Hey, Glenn, it looks like you're wearing your extra tight jeans today.
Yeah, I'm wearing my extra tight jeans. I got a boat bag full of Pinot Grigio here if anyone wants a hit.
Someone's going to have to parallel park or do some math.
That's right.
How dare you?
All right. By the way, the Soul Cycle class on the beach with the 7,000 Peloton is going to start in 15 minutes, ladies. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina!
That is the news with Gina Grad.
I want to thank Rob Riggle for coming out tonight. Riggle's Picks, everybody. Subscribe now on Podcast One and Podcast Sportsnet as well. And shoot Rob a tweet at Rob Riggle. Rob Riggle. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks,
awesome job.
Thank you.
Fantastic. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Rob Riggle, Gina Grad, and Bald Brian. Say it. Mahalo.
Remember to follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on the Twitter at Adam Carolla. And keep up to date with us. Get information on everything at AdamCarolla.com.